We've learned that Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner's office contributed to a decision in 2015 to delay notifying the public about an outbreak of deadly Legionnaires' disease. That information comes from newly obtained documents. 12 residents at the state-run veterans' home in Quincy ended up dying as a result of that outbreak. Dozens more were sickened, and there were more outbreaks at the home in 2016 and 2017. Dave McKinney and Tony Arnold have been investigating this story for a year now. Dave starts off today's update.
At the end of August 2015, the first outbreak of Legionnaires' disease at the Quincy Veterans Home was ramping up. One resident had already died, and more were getting sick and being taken to the hospital. But a document we recently uncovered shows Governor Rauner's press office wanted to hold off telling the public about that. In an email dated August 25, 2015, Rauner's press secretary, Lindsay Walters, writes the state's public health director. She tells him to hold off on sending a press release about the impending outbreak. She writes, quote, "I do not think we need to issue a statement to the media. Let's hold and see if we receive any reporter inquiries." Well, the press release comes out 2 days later, contributing to the delay in public notification at an important point in the crisis. Nirav Shah, Rauner's public health director, has repeatedly said he waited to tell the public about the outbreak to make sure he had all the information needed to assess the situation and not incite a panic. But this email from Walters telling him to delay shows no pushback from Shah. Walters now works in the press office for President Trump. She wouldn't answer WBEZ's specific questions.
And Dave, I'll pick up the story here. This is Tony Arnold. Legionnaires' disease comes from a bacteria in the water. It's treatable with antibiotics. And this email from Lindsay Walters is one of almost 50,000 documents the state turned over to WBEZ through an open records request. Many of those documents are partially, if not wholly, redacted or blacked out. But from what we can see, these documents show a pattern of a slow or incomplete response by the Rauner administration to the outbreaks. In some emails, there are concerns about the lack of transparency surrounding the 2015 outbreak. One shows even the chaplain on the Quincy campus says he's heard all sorts of rumors and misinformation as to what's being done. In other emails, the union representing the staff raises concerns about how they don't know what's going on. The union rep asked for more information, and when this is presented to Shah, the public health director writes, quote, "Weighing in here is not our job." Shah suggests passing the request off to the governor's office or another agency. One expert says whether it's telling the public or the union, what matters is that the state be open about every new Legionnaires case.
The better, the more aggressive and open you are about this, the more likely you are to render that place safe.
Himesh Adalja is an infectious disease expert at Johns Hopkins.
When you're dealing with an infectious disease emergency, it's really important that politicians stay in their lane and let public health and infectious disease professionals manage the outbreak.
So, Tony, in 2016, there's another outbreak at the Veterans Home. Five people are diagnosed with Legionnaires that year. Governor Rauner holds a press conference declaring his administration is on top of the situation. 2 months later, there's a meeting of the whole staff at the Veterans Home. Troy Culbertson had recently taken over as the home administrator, and a memo shows that he tells staff nobody's hiding information. The memo says, quote, "What we say and how we say it is very important. There's a responsibility to public safety, to economic development in the Quincy area, and tourism. These are issues that go beyond our scope." We asked Rauner's office what role tourism plays and how staff is notified about safe water. A spokesman didn't say, but wrote back, quote, "His comments seem obvious to ask all his staff to be aware of their words as they could be interpreted in many different ways. Mr. Culbertson clearly stated to staff that no one was hiding information." But as the summer goes on, test results show the home is consistently getting positive hits for the Legionella bacteria in the water system.
The next year, Dave, in 2017, different residents test positive for Legionnaires' disease in March, May, and September, but the public is not told about those instances until December, after WBEZ asks. Now, the state does publicize an outbreak in the fall, 5 days after Korean War veteran Valdemar Dean died. But Rauner's administration does not send out a press release to notify families. Instead, they make a few calls to the reporters around Quincy to let them know. A Rauner spokeswoman says, quote, "Our focus from the beginning has been caring for our veterans and ensuring their safety. We have regularly communicated with residents, staff, family members, and the general public throughout the past 3 years." But Democratic State Representative Stephanie Kifewit thinks state officials were willfully neglectful.
all aspects of this needs to be looked at through the criminal process, whether it be manslaughter, neglect, you name it.
Well, Kifowit helped change state law, so the state can't legally wait several days to tell the public of an outbreak anymore. The new law mandates public health officials publicize an outbreak in a veteran's home within 24 hours of realizing it. Rauner himself signed it into law. But even with the new laws, Rauner's administration continues to defend its handling of the outbreaks. In fact, documents show Nirav Shah, the state's public health director, thought his handling of the deadly 2015 outbreak was one of his greatest accomplishments for the year. At the time, a high-ranking Rauner aide had asked every agency director to list their top achievements of 2015. Shah writes that his agency successfully navigated the Legionnaires outbreak in which 12 residents died, and that it could have, quote, spiraled out of control were it not for the decisive, coordinated response led by IDPH. Shah writes, in public health, we often claim credit for the bullets that we dodge. I'm Dave McKinney.
And I'm Tony Arnold.